Warehouse 21 presents Theater of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theater drama based on the writings of Santa Fe High School speech and debate students in 2023.
Audio editing by Alex Gonzalez Medina, Ali Karshmer, and Lisa Goldman. Producer Anna G. E. Reinhardt.
Funded by an award from the New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts.
Post-production by Renaissance Man, Greg Malone.
Our second episode deals with the media's commercialization and commodification of people's personal tragedies.
Sylvia Likens, a young teenage girl, was left in the care of Gertrude Benowinski. Her parents of five were lower class and worked the carnival circuit. Sylvia would work jobs like babysitting to give the money to her parents. So when her mother got caught shoplifting, it put a huge strain on the family and their income, which placed their father in a tough situation. During this, their oldest daughter was married, and the two boys would go work the carnival circuit with their father. So he needed to find somewhere for Sylvia and her little sister, Jenny, to stay. This is when Sylvia met Gertrude's daughter, Stephanie, and started to hang out with her. Her father would speak to Gertrude about the situation, and she offered for the girls to stay with her if he just sent her $20 a week. Sylvia and Jenny would stay with Gertrude. At first, it went well. The girls would help with chores, and then one day, Gertrude didn't receive the money, and the abuse began. Sylvia would get beaten by Gertrude and her daughters, and they would invite the neighborhood boys to take advantage of Sylvia. The torture would only end after Sylvia died from maltreatment. The tragedy explained above was something that actually happened to this poor girl. In the movie, An American Crime, film creators used this tragedy and turned it into propaganda. They exaggerated many details and made extensive amounts of money off of someone else's pain and suffering. There's a difference between educating someone on the details of an event and exploiting it for money. It's sickening to see this happen with so many tragedies. Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy, all notorious for their evil deeds they committed. All because the media trivialized these horrific murders and treated them like they are nothing more than a means of commerce. This desensitizes society to murder, rape, and violence. The solution to this issue surrounding the idolization of monsters who inflict tragedy would be to show empathy. Many of the families of victims often felt appalled and anguished after witnessing their loved one's story used to sell seats.